Okay, hi everybody. Hey, Elliot. Okay. So we are gonna get started here. Tonight we're gonna be doing something a little bit different, and that is we're not really gonna be focusing on any tefillah per se, because we're at one of these interesting points in the davening where we have to understand this transition from Sukkah de Zimra into Birchos Kriyashma slash tefillah. So there's this little, what we would call no man's land, that we have to first attempt to make sense of. It's pretty convoluted and complicated, so we have to try to make sense of this little gap. And then afterwards, next time we can spend a class on Kaddish Yassam, and then a class on Baruch Hu, and then we can get into Birchos Kriyashma. But right now we just have to, as they say in London, you have to mind the gap. So let's mind the gap and see what's going on over here. So the first thing we have to remember is as follows. When does Psukei Dezimra end? Psukei Dezimra seems to end after Yishtabach. We know there's a unit. Baruch She'amar. Then you have Tfilos in between. You have the Psukei Dezimra. And then you have a bracha at the end. So you have the Psukei Dezimra sandwiched in by brachos. Yishtabach signifies the end of Psukei Dezimra. When does Birchos Kriyashma begin? Birchos Kriyashma seems to begin at Yotzer Or of Ori Choshech. That bracha. So again, we have this space. So the question is, if we have this space from after Yishtabach until Baruch Hu, does that mean we're allowed to make a hefsek in between? We can stop whatever we're doing. We finished the first section one, 10-minute break, and move on to Birchos Kriyashma afterwards. So the Beis Yosef does quote a Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes a Yesh Omrim, who says that there is an opinion that you are allowed to speak in between Yishtabach and Yotzer, because you finished one section, you didn't begin section number two, so you can talk, you can make a hefsek. However, that's not the accepted opinion. The Tur quotes Rav Amram Gaon, and the Beis Yosef also on this commentary mentions Rav Amram, that Rav Amram Gaon says you go straight from Psukei Dezimra into Baruch Hu. He calls it Prisa Shema, which Poris al Shema, which is another phrase for Baruch Hu, which we'll get to again in a couple of weeks. But we go straight from Psukei Dezimra into Baruch Hu and Kriyat Shema. There's not supposed to be a delay. In fact, the Bach writes that you're not even allowed to just be quiet. A delay, usually we say hefsek means you're talking or you're doing something else in between. Even just sitting there quietly is usur. You cannot make a delay at all, which is very strange. Why would you say no delay at all? Well, perhaps it's connected to the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, we've mentioned this before in discussing the importance of Psukei Dezimra. The Gemara says, La'olam yisader shvachav, v'achar kach yispalel. A person should set his praises first when he's davening, and then yispalel, meaning then do Shmoneh Esrei. So you have this form of davening where you begin with Psukei Dezimra and then you daven. So it sounds like you're not supposed to go in, you're not supposed to make a hefsek. You begin Psukei Dezimra and then afterwards you go into Shmoneh Esrei. Perhaps that's why the Bach says even being silent at that in this little no man's land is also prohibited, because you have to go straight through. It's even though it's technically considered two separate units, nevertheless, we have to view it as one long unit. In fact, it's the Rif and the Rush write that a person is not supposed to make a hefsek in their davening from when they begin Baruch She'amar. There is no hefsek until after Shmoneh Esrei, and then the Acharonim say no, really means after Tachanun. But that is very clear, written in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun Aleph Sif Dalid. He says as follows: Sarach li zahir mila hafzik bedibur. A person has to be careful not to speak. Mishayaschil Baruch She'amar ad sof yirches. From the beginning of Baruch She'amar until the end of Shmoneh Esrei, there's no hafzik. So clearly, this is, yes, technically it's two units. There's Psukei deZimra and Birchos Kriyashma, but there is this, nevertheless, we view it as one long section, because La'olam yisadar Adam shevachav, v'yachar. But the truth is, the Gemara doesn't explicitly address this period in between that we've been discussing. It just says, yisadar shevachav, v'achar kach yispalo. Does that mean right away? Maybe it means no. Psukei deZimra comes first, not second, and then tefillah comes afterwards. And therefore you are allowed to make a hefsek. So how do we deal with it? Again, it's still a little bit unclear how we deal with this no man's land, this gap in between Psukei deZimra and Birchos Kriyashma. So here, the Yerushalmi tries to close the gap by making the following statement. The Yerushalmi writes, anyone who speaks between Yishtabach and Yotzer has committed an Avera, and if they were going to go out to war, they should go home. Stay home, don't go to war, because essentially your life is in danger. This is the language, the strong language of the Yerushalmi. Don't speak between Yishtabach and Yotzer, which clearly tells us that a hefsek appears to be prohibited in between Yishtabach and Yotzer, following in the footsteps of the Rush and the Rif, who say that you have to go all the way through from Baruch Shamar until the end of Shmoneh Esrei without making a hefsek. Here we say the same thing, but the language is very strong. We don't have this language for Psukei deZimra. We don't have this language for Birchos Kriyashma. We only have this language for talking in between Yishtabach and Yotzer. That if you're thinking about going to war, but if you talk during that time, forget it. Stay home. Don't go to war. Your life is in danger. So we have to understand what that means in its proper context. And in order to get there, I want to first do it in a roundabout way. And the roundabout way is by talking about Talis and Tefillin. The reason why I want to talk about Talis and Tefillin is to, again, help us crystallize what is going on in this period between Yishtabach and Yotzer. So, and then we'll get a better understanding of what this statement of from the Yerushalmi really means. So question number one, are you allowed to put on your Talis and Tefillin in the middle of Psukei deZimra? We didn't discuss this. We finished all going through Psukei deZimra, but we never had this discussion. Let's say you either forgot to put on your Talis and Tefillin, you're in the middle of Ashrei, and whoops, I forgot my Talis and Tefillin, or you didn't get your Talis and Tefillin until a later point in Psukei deZimra. Can you put on your Tefillin now or not? What's the issue? Well, what do you mean? Psukei deZimra is one unit. I made the bracha Baruch She'amar. I have to go all the way through Yishtabach, then I can't make a hefsek. I have to wait. Or till when? We don't even know. What are you supposed to do? So maybe you could do what we have suggested before, which is say Baruch Hashem l'olam amen v'amen. So you technically close the gap with the two brachos. You have Baruch She'amar, and then you have Baruch Hashem l'olam. So you said brachos before and afterwards, and then you could then start off with Baruch Hashem l'olam and continue again and have Yishtabach, and then you get your brachos in between. Okay, maybe. But let's put that aside for the moment. What are you supposed to do? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch makes the following statement. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Gimel. This is why I said it's a little convoluted. You have to. It's all. Everything is found with. Mostly. Sorry. Most everything is found within five simanim of each other. But in Siman Nun Gimel, Halacha Sif Gimel, this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, which is Ein Levarich Alatifas Tzitzis. Bein Psukei deZimra liYishtabach, Ella bein Yishtabach liYotzer. Okay, so it's a state now. It's only mentioned tzitzis and not tefillin. We'll get there in a little bit. But it says that if you haven't put on your talis in Psukei deZimra, it says Ein Levarech. Don't make the bracha between Psukei deZimra and Yishtabach. Rather, wait until between Yishtabach and Yotzer. So what does that mean? Don't make the bracha between Psukei deZimra and Yishtabach. So this is an interesting machlokas achronim. Does it mean that if I got my talis at Ashrei, I'm not allowed to make a bracha on my talis? I should wait until after I say Yishtabach and then put on my talis? According to many achronim, that's actually what it means. That once you started Psukei deZimra, you made the bracha, you cannot be mafsik with any other bracha in between. It's one closed unit. You have to wait till the unit is over, and then you can make a different bracha. Other achronim, the Mishnah Berurah reads it in the more lenient fashion, quoting the Birka Yosef, the Magen Giborim, and Rav Avadi Yosef also mentions it based on the Tshuvas HaRambam, which is as follows. They all say that when Ein Levarech Bein Psuki Dezimra Li Yishtabach means that if I have finished Psuki Dezimra and now I'm waiting by Yishtabach and now I have the talis for the first time, don't make the bracha now, rather wait until after Yishtabach and then put on the talis with a bracha. But beforehand, you're stuck. But what about in the middle of Psuki Dezimra or at the end of a paragraph in the middle of Psuki Dezimra? That's fine, you can certainly make a bracha as well. But again, in that area, in that section of Psuki Dezimra, in fact, is a machlokes acharonim, whether you're supposed to make a hefsek at all. But everyone agrees that in a situation where you have a talis, you got your talis in the middle of Psuki Dezimra, everyone agrees that if you wait and you put it on after Yishtabach, between Yishtabach and Yotzer, that works, and that's fine. In fact, everyone might say that's even better. So clearly, then we understand the second case, which is if Tefillin gets there after Yishtabach, or right before Yishtabach, everyone agrees, you wait till after Yishtabach to put on your talis and Tefillin. Okay. Now, the following case, and this is again a little more convoluted, we'll try to clarify as we go along. What if you got your tefillin or your talis after Kaddish, but before Baruch Hu? So there, the Rama says, no hefsik. You can't make any hefsik at all after the Kaddish. Does that mean you can't put on talis and tefillin? You're stuck? What are you supposed to do? So the Mr. Burr says, no, you can put on your talis without a bracha, and you put on your tefillin with a bracha. Why can you put on your talis without a bracha and tefillin with the bracha? He says the explanation is that a tefillin is chovas haguf, it's part of the body, and therefore if you're not wearing talis, it's like your meyud edus sheker, so you have to put on tefillin with a bracha. It's essentially part of the tefillah. A talis isn't part of the tefillah. Technically, you don't need to wear a talis if you don't have a four-cornered garment. Tzitzis, you don't have a four-cornered garment, so you don't need to wear the talis. So, therefore, for the talis, put it on without a bracha, and then you can shake it. You'll shake the talis after Shmoneh Esrei, and then you can make the bracha on the talis. Mimashmesh b'talis vivarech. Okay, but the point of everything that we've set up till now is to give you this concept that actually in between Yishtabach and Yotzer is not as strict as in Psuki Dezimra. And in fact, it's also not as strict as in Birchos Kriyishma. If Talis and Tefillin come in the middle of Birchos Kriyishma, what are you supposed to do? Not putting on your Talis and Tefillin in the middle of Birchos Kriyishma, you have to wait. So between Yishtabach and Yotzer is a lot more lenient than the other ones. And yet, the language was so strange. The language in the Shulchan Aruch said, anyone who speaks between Yishtabach and Yotzer, don't go to war. Your life is in danger. Well, hold on a second. My life is in danger. Why is it more in danger now than in the other two cases? The other two cases are more strict. So here, the Mishnah Berurah helps explain the statement from the Yerushalmi. This is actually in Siman Nun Daled. And he says as follows. When it says that it goes me'orchei melchama, it's not to tell you that it's the most strict, and therefore don't go to war. It's actually telling you that it's the least strict. It's the most lenient time where technically you could, that you would speak, and it's the Avera is not as severe, quote-unquote, as by Pesukei Dezimra or Birchos Kriyishma, and yet, nevertheless, don't go to war if you talk during that time. What does that mean? How do you make sense of this? The pasuk tells us, "Mi ha'ish hayarei v'racha levav," someone who is afraid for their because of their sins that they've committed. Yachzor v'yashov lebeiso. Don't go to war. If you've sinned, don't go to war. Your life is in danger. That's the understanding that because of your averos, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause or put you in a situation where your life may be threatened as a result of going to war, so better to stay home. So clearly, if you talk during Psukei Dezimra, or you talk during Birchos Kriyishma, for sure you are Choser Me'orchei Melachama, for sure you should go home, don't go to war, because the Avera is so significant. But even, and this is what the Yerushalmi is trying to say, even if you speak between Yishtabach and Yotzer, you should be concerned for your life and stay home, don't go to war. So really, now that we understand the concept of Yishtabach to Yotzer, that period in between Yishtabach and Yotzer, we understand that it's not as severe. And that language doesn't mean that it makes it more severe. In fact, it's simply just reinforcing the idea that yes, it is less severe, but that doesn't mean we treat it lightly. We have to be very conscientious of that and make sure that after Psukei Dezimra, we go straight in to Birchos Kriyishma without a delay, because it's also inappropriate to talk or make a hefsek during this time. But of course, since we have established that between Yishtabach and Yotzer, between Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyishma, it is not as, there are two separate sections, and therefore the hefsek, while it's inappropriate, is not as severe or significant, there are exceptions to the rule. And the Shulchan Aruch already mentions that there are exceptions to the rule. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says that any tzarchei tzibur can be done in between Yishtabach and Yotzer. In fact, the Rama writes that there was a minhag in his day. There was a minhag that after Yishtabach, before Yotzer, they would make a special mishaberach for cholim, because it's a tzarchei tzibur. We're davening for the cholim at that point. Sounds very strange. We do it only in Kriyas HaTorah time. But they had a minhag to do that. Also, likbol beis hakneses. They also had other dinim, other halachos. They were making deals, negotiating judgments and settlements between Yishtabach and Yotzer, because that was all tzarchei tzibur or tzarchei rabim, and that was okay. And the Mishnah Berurah extends it and says, any dvar mitzvah between Yishtabach and Yotzer, a person is allowed to do or respond to. In fact, the Piskei Tshuvos has a whole long list of different things which are permissible to do between Yishtabach and Yotzer, which wouldn't be permissible to do during Psukei Dezimra or Birchos Kriyishma. So for example, if you're between Yishtabach and Yotzer, and the Tzibur is already at Hallel, you stop and you say Hallel together with the Tzibur. If you hear thunder and lightning, you stop and you can make those brachos. If you go to the bathroom, you can make Asher Yatzar between Yishtabach and Yotzer. As we mentioned, the Talis and Tefillin. Also answering Amen, even Brichu and Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, you can answer between Yishtabach and Yotzer. So these are all Tzarchei Rabin, which we permit, which we would not permit during Birchos Kriyishma or by Psukei Dezimra. So again, really just the point trying to lift out of it here is the fact that this is a very unique area in the davening. We know that it's one unit. We have Psukei Dezimra leading us to Tefillah. La'olam yisader adam shvacha v'achar kach yispalel. But there are important halachic ramifications to understand what is happening here, that they are two sections. They are two sections enveloped in one larger form of davening, or tefillah b'tzibur, but nevertheless, they are still separate. So, that's number one important piece to understand. Now, based on this, we can answer a question which bothered the Magen Avraham. We know that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, after we recite Yishtabach, so we finished Psukei Dezimra, we say Shir HaMalos. We say Shir HaMalos B'Mamakim. Well, hold on a second, says the Magen Avraham, how can you say Shir HaMalos in the middle of, between Yishtabach and Yotzer? Anyone who's making a hefsek, go home. You're stuck. You can't go to war. Stay home. Why are we making a hefsek? And the Shulchan Aruch ends up, the Magen Avraham says, Tzarachin. I'm not sure why this custom exists. And the Mishnah Berurah, when he mentions the Magen Avraham, he just answers the Tzarachin. He doesn't even give it an explanation. He leaves off with the same question as the Magen Avraham. But the truth is, we've already established that this section between Yishtabach and Yotzer is not as severe in terms of a hefsek as the other places, as Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyishma. So making a hefsek, if you can answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, why can't I recite Shir HaMalos? It shouldn't be, that big of an isser to do so. But the truth is, there's another reason why we can recite Shir HaMalos after Yishtabach. And that seems to be based on the Rambam. The Rambam, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, writes that when's the appropriate time to recite Az Yashir? It wasn't before Yishtabach, it was after Yishtabach, which we said had a lot of logic to it because that was the only time we're using something from Chumash in the davening. So leave that out of Psukei Dezimra. That has nothing to do with David HaMelech. Shir HaSayam will be after Yishtabach. There's a little gap between Yishtabach and Yotzer where we have different tefilos. So Shir HaMalos is one of those tefilos. That's not a hefsik. Lo olam yisader adam shvacha v'yachakach yispala. This is connected. It's a part of tefila. It's not Psukei Dezimra. It's not Birchos Kriyishma, but it's still tefila, which can bridge the gap between the two. So even though the Magen Avraham is mifakfek on the custom of reciting Shir HaMalos, all of the Acharonim write that there shouldn't be a problem at all to say Shir HaMalos, and that's our general custom, is to say Shir HaMalos. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we recite Shir HaMalos. Okay, so now that we've established all of that, there's one more big elephant in the room, which we have to try to do our best to understand, and then at that point we're able to, next week we can get to it and just understand it in more detail, which is the Kaddish. What in the world is the Kaddish doing in the middle of Bein Yishtabach LeYotzer? If we are so insistent of not making a hefsik between Yishtabach and Yotzer, going back for Orchei Milchama, why is Kaddish there? What's the purpose of the Kaddish? And this here is very unclear. Everyone tries to, a lot of the Acharonim try to deal with it as best as they can, but there's nothing perfect. So let's begin, I guess, with the Rambam, for example. The Rambam writes, I think I have it on my computer over here, if I find it. The Rambam writes as follows. What is the Seder Tfilos Hatzibur? How does Tfilos Hatzibur work? It says, B'shachris, everyone sits, and the Shliach Tzibur goes to the Teva, goes to the Amud, and he begins with Kaddish. And everyone answers, Yehesh Mei Rabba. And then they say, Barchu. Sounds like, according to the Rambam, Kaddish is connected to the Barchu, and maybe even the Birchos Kriyishma, because presumably, the Baruch Hu is connected to Birchos Kriyishma, which, again, we'll discuss in a couple weeks from now. But it sounds like the Kaddish, it has nothing to do with Psukei Dezimra. We've already established that Psukei Dezimra ends after Yishtabach. The Kaddish has nothing to do, according to the Rambam, with Psukei Dezimra. It's over. Kaddish is preparing us for the next section. That's one way to look at it. In fact, the Bach sort of gives like a middle answer. The Bach seems to indicate that it's like a bridge. Well, you know, we finished the Shevach of Hashem through Psukei Dezimra, and now we're about to do the Birchos Kriyishma, so let's elevate God's name with a Kaddish. So it's almost like it's sort of connected to Psukei Dezimra, and it's sort of connected to Birchos Kriyishma. We're going to throw it in the middle. That seems to be how the Bach is understanding it. By the way, one thing I forgot to mention, based on that Rambam says that you seems to indicate that the Kaddish is connected to Birchos Kriyishma. The Rabbeinu Manoach, one of the commentaries on the Rambam, understands that we need a Kaddish before, technically, we need a Kaddish before Shmoneh Esrei and after Shmoneh Esrei. And we'll get into a little more detail about that later. But next week, a Kaddish before and after Shmoneh Esrei. So this Kaddish is this Chatzi Kaddish is a Kaddish before Shmoneh Esrei, and then we'll have a Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei, after Tachanun. So you have the Kaddish before and afterwards. So clearly the Kaddish is not connected to Psukei Dezimra, it's connected to the next section. However, that's not so clear. And I mentioned that before, it's fairly convoluted. And that is because we have another issue. Halachically speaking, you can't recite Kaddish without saying Psukim beforehand. So for example, why do we have Ashrei at Mincha time? Why don't we just start with Shmoneh Esrei? What's the point of Ashrei? Well, we need the Kaddish before the Shmoneh Esrei. And if we have a Kaddish before Shmoneh Esrei, we can't say Kaddish without saying Psukim beforehand. So therefore, we say Ashrei, we come up with a Pasuk, we have a Perek of Tehillim, we say Ashrei, Kaddish, Shmoneh Esrei, Tachanun, Kaddish. And you have your Kaddish before and afterwards. So we have the same problem here too. We can't just start Kaddish, Birchos Kriyas Shema, Tefillah, Tachanun, Kaddish. We need something beforehand. We need Psukei Dezimra. That sort of indicates that the Kaddish is connected to the Psukei Dezimra, because without the Kaddish, without the Psukei Dezimra, you can't begin the Kaddish. So you sort of need Psukei Dezimra. So is it connected to the Psukei Dezimra, or is it connected to Birchos Kriyas Shema, or is it both? This is the challenge. In fact, there's an interesting... I mentioned the Darche Moshe before. The Darche Moshe discussed the idea of making a Mishaberach for Cholim in between Yishtabach and Yotzer. And the Darche Moshe is the Ramah. The Darche Moshe, in his commentary on the tour, said that originally the custom was to make this Mishaberach for Cholim after Yishtabach and before Kaddish. And says the Darche Moshe, I had a problem with that. It made no sense to me. Because if you're making the Mishaberach L'cholim after Yishtabach and before Kaddish, well, you're not saying Kaddish on anything. Kaddish is just empty. There's nothing preceding Kaddish anymore. You made a Hefsek. All those Psukim are now gone. What are you supposed to do? You have to say more Psukim again. So therefore, the Ramah said, I made a change in my community. I said, you know what? The Mishaberach L'cholim, we can continue. But it's not going to be between Yishtabach and Kaddish. It's going to be between Kaddish and Baruch Hu. And that's what he did for a little while. And then he changed it and he went back. But I'll explain why he went back. But it sounds like the Ramah himself is unclear. Is the Kaddish connected to Yishtabach, to Psukei Dezimra, or is it connected to Tefillah, to Shmoneh Esrei, to Birchos Kriyas Shema? But then he said he went back. Why did he revert back to the old custom? Because he saw from the Or Zeruah that it was appropriate that you're not supposed to make a hefsek between Kaddish and Baruch Hu. That is more severe to make a hefsek between Kaddish and Baruch Hu than between Yishtabach and Kaddish. And then he said, I'll pick Kabbalah. Also, it seems like it's worse to make a hefsek between Kaddish and Baruch Hu than Yishtabach and Kaddish. So for those reasons, he ended up going back. He said, Nichamti ki asisi, I apologize, I made a mistake, and I moved it back between Yishtabach and Kaddish. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch was saying, the Ramah, I'm sorry, was saying in Siman and Dalet about this Baruch HaLecholim. He said he did it between Yishtabach and Yotzer. He wasn't clear. It meant they did it between Yishtabach and Kaddish, not between Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So from all that seems to indicate that the Kaddish is perhaps connected more to the Shmoneh Esrei. Once he moved it back, the Mishaber L'cholim between Yishtabach and Kaddish, it sounds like the Kaddish is really more so connected to Birchos Kriyas Shema than to Psukei Dezimra. And then if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, again, the Aruch HaShulchan tries to discuss, he discusses this gap, the whole thing that we've been discussing this entire time, minding the gap. And he says, yeah, it's very clear that the Kaddish is going after Psukei Dezimra, because you can't make a Kaddish without any tefillah beforehand. You have to have Psukim. So the Kaddish can't come out of nowhere. The Kaddish has to be connected to Psukei Dezimra. However, nevertheless, he says there's still a connection between the Kaddish and Shmoneh Esrei. So everyone is kind of struggling to figure out how the Kaddish fits in to this whole discussion and why it's there. But it sounds pretty, according to other Rishonim, I believe that Shiboli Haleket writes that the reason why Kaddish was added to a following Psukei Dezimra was that it's somewhat of a Dever Shebekdusha. It's not a Dever Shebekdusha in the classic sense, but we spent all this time praising a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it deserves a Kaddish. So this is the challenge, understanding where Kaddish lies. Is Kaddish part of Psukei Dezimra, or is Kaddish part of Birchos Kriyas Shema? But it sounds pretty clear when you look through all of the halachos that it is preferable to make a hefsek between Yishtabach. If you have to make a hefsek, you make it between Yishtabach and Kaddish, not between Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So when it comes to putting on tefillin, if you have tefillin, you put on tefillin between Yishtabach and Kaddish, not between Kaddish and Baruch Hu. If you have to make this Mishaberach, it's between Yishtabach and Kaddish, not between Kaddish and Baruch Hu. That is really important, which again signifies to us that that section of between Kaddish and Yishtabach and Yotzer is more significant than Yishtabach to Kaddish. So again, so now if we take it back for a moment, what we really have is, we have this gap. We finish Psukei Dezimra with Yishtabach. We start Birchos Kriyashma with Yotzer. In between, we have one section which is broken up into two. We have a Yishtabach to Kaddish and a Kaddish to Baruch Hu. What happens in between those two sections? How do we view it? Clearly, we say Choshen Lav Me'orchem L'chama doesn't mean that it's talking during this time is more strict than any other time. In fact, it's the least strict. But because we're trying to create this uniform davening, beginning with Psukei Dezimra all the way through Shmoneh Esrei, we wanted to give it extra oomph to make sure people understood how important it is to keep the tefillah flowing smoothly without making any hefsek in between. The Kaddish is perhaps best described by the Bach as a combination. It's a bridge. It's connected, but the Kaddish goes to Psukei Dezimra, as well as the Kaddish is connected to Birchos Kriyashma and Shmoneh Esrei. Perhaps that's the best way to describe it. But that is, again, I think that hopefully sets the stage for next time to understand to get to Chatzi Kaddish, to get an understanding of what that means, and to get to Baruch Hu. Because technically speaking, Baruch Hu is not Yotzer Or, it's not the Bracha of Yotzer Or. So we have in this section of after Yishtabach, we have Kaddish and Baruch Hu, both deserve its own shir and its own right, its own discussion, but at least now we have a better understanding of what is happening here. Again, no hefsek between during Psukei Dezimra and Yishtabach, because that's one section. If you get a talis and tefillin, many of the acharonim say, don't put on talis and tefillin in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, wait till after Yishtabach. And others are more lenient. Then we have the section number two, between Yotzer till the end of Shmoneh Esrei, and in between we have this no man's land, which has its own set of rules and its own set of fascinating customs that evolved, like making a mishaberach in between Yishtabach and Yotzer, or saying the Shir Hamalos, different, maybe even Az Yashir was added at that time. So many different customs that came up at that point, which everyone had to take into account and understand that yes, these are two separate sections. There is a bridge in between, and we generally do our best not to make any hefsek, and that's what the Piskei Tshuvos writes, that the general custom is not to make any hefsek. So we never intentionally try to make a hefsek. We want to view davening as one long unit. So we're going to start at Psukei Dezimra and go straight through without making any interruptions. But at least halachically speaking, we understand how it functions, how this section now functions, and now we have set the table, our Shulchan Aruch, for Chatzi Kaddish and for Baruch Hu, which we'll get to over the next couple of weeks. All right, thank you everybody. Hope that was helpful, you enjoyed, and I will see you next time. Have a great evening.